I do know that many of us would have wanted to celebrate Christmas with our families in the usual number that we used to have. But I also know that this Christmas is different. Different from the past years when we celebrated the birth of the Savior. Some of us were not able to gather with family members around our Christmas table. There are some of our family members or relatives who were not able to travel because of our situation. If there is one good thing, if there's one good thing about this very unique year when it comes to the celebration of Christmas, I believe it is this. We have realized the importance of family. We have realized the importance of every single member of our family. Whenever you look at social media, the postings on Facebook and Instagram, I'm amazed as to how we were able to celebrate Christmas in our unique, and if I may say, safe way. Unique and safe way. While I was having my Christmas dinner home alone, I phoned a friend of mine, and he and I talked about our Christmas celebration. I asked him, so how did you celebrate Christmas this year? And he said to me, well, it was fun. I said, what do you mean it was fun? Well, I gathered with my family and relatives virtually. It was fun because people, my relatives from different countries and different parts of the United States, were able to gather virtually. I have relatives in Ireland, he said. I have relatives in New York, in Texas, in the Middle East, in the Philippines. And of course, I'm in California. We gathered at a certain time. We zoomed in together. We had our lunch or maybe dinner, depending on the time, Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner. Then he said, we played bingo. And it was really fun. It was really fun. He said, it was then when I realized how important family really is. When we think about it, we say to ourselves, why is Christmas centered on family? And I think the answer is in the feast day that we celebrate today. That Christmas, there's no Christmas without Joseph, without Mary, and without Jesus. That in the deeper level of Christmas, the Christmas celebration, we have the Holy Family. At the heart and the center of the celebration of Christmas is the Holy Family. But when Jesus and Mary and Joseph talk about family, they're not just talking about themselves. But rather, they're also talking about extended relatives, aunts and uncles and grandparents and perhaps cousins. We know from sacred scripture that Jesus had relatives. By tradition, we know the names of the grandparents of Jesus, Anne and Joachim. We also know from the Gospel of St. Luke that Jesus had relatives because of Elizabeth, Zechariah, We also have John the Baptist as the cousin of Jesus. So we all know that Jesus also had relatives. And within the relatives, the family of Jesus, where Jesus learned, as St. Paul says in our second reading, learned and experienced love, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness. It is also within that family that Jesus grew and matured, filled with wisdom and grace. Today, my brothers and sisters, as we gather to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, we are invited to remember our own families. I do realize that there's no such thing as perfect family. And sometimes there are people who don't talk positively about families, their families, because of the imperfection of family. There are also people who think of the pain and the suffering that they go through within the circle of the family. But we also remember today and give thanks for the gift of our family, because within that family, you and I grew like Jesus in faith, in wisdom, in understanding, and also in compassion and love and forgiveness. We thank our God for the gift of family, for the care and the nurture that they have given each one of us, especially in times of sickness, weakness, and vulnerability. We thank our God for the gift of family because of the sacrifices that was made so that you and I can have better opportunities in life. We thank our God for the gift of family, for the unconditional love that has been shown to each one of us, especially as we go forth to experience the tricky experiences of childhood to adolescence, from adolescence to young adult, that in that unconditional love, there is freedom that is given to each one of us. And then when we come back, there is home. There is a place we can call home because of the love that they share with all of us. On this Feast of the Holy Family, let us give thanks for the gift of our own families. Yes, there may not be perfect family, but in that imperfection, we learn and we grow and mature in our faith and our love for one another. We also thank God this day for the gift of our parish family, who continue to journey with all of us. And being filled with grace and love, we journey together to embrace the promise of a better and faith-filled tomorrow.